The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks road trip continues in Philadelphia for their first meeting of the season against the Philadelphia Flyers. Both the Sharks and the Flyers are in the heat of the playoff conversation in the Eastern and Western conferences. San Jose currently is in a wild card spot. After Utah lost yesterday, the Sharks find themselves in wild card position number 2 with a 14-13-3 record and 31 points. That puts them into a three-way tie with Edmonton and Utah in the point standings. And looking ahead to Los Angeles, all of those teams are just 4 points behind the Kings in the overall Western Conference race. So this is a big opportunity for the Sharks, and they want to take everything that happened that was excellent in the Carolina game and multiply it today against the Philadelphia Flyers. In that contest, the Sharks got 3 assists from Macklin Celebrini. He was spectacular, and they also got 1 goal and 1 assist from defenseman John Klingberg. As it turned out, his goal was the game winner.
Little exchange with Ferraro there. Kurashev to the near side to Graf to the slot. Celebrini in front. Kurashev fires it. That just missed. Kept in by Klingberg. Feeds behind the net. Celebrini in front. Smith shoots. Score! Will Smith. No, wait a minute. That's John Klingberg out there in front of a net. Klingberg getting the pass from Celebrini and snapping it up top. And the Sharks have a 2-1 lead.
But it was little plays like Macklin Celebrini, for instance, scoring on the empty net because of a great penalty draw and a pass from off balance from Alex Wennberg. That's what sealed the deal with a minute and 20 seconds to go in the game.
Off the stick of Ehlers. Can the Sharks get it out? They put to the middle. It's poked at. It's grabbed by Wennberg. He's got it. Empty net. Can he get it by? He's dragged down to the ice, but he puts it in front of the net, and Celebrini scores! What an effort by Alex Wennberg. He was going to draw a penalty, but he got the puck back to his feet and fed it in front. And Macklin Celebrini puts the cherry on top of the sundae of this game to make it 4-1 San Jose. And for Celebrini, that's his 3rd point of the game.
And let's not forget how the game started. Colin Graf with a goal in the first 33 seconds of the game after being placed on a line with Celebrini and with Will Smith.
Nice keep in by Will Smith. Gives Celebrini. Makes a nifty move. Throws to the front. And Graf tips it and scores. Tic-tac-toe. Great keep in by Will Smith. A beautiful move. Spinning in the slot by Celebrini. And how about Graf? Just put his stick down and banged it home. Colin Graf makes it 1-0 San Jose. His 5th goal of the season. 33 seconds after the opening faceoff.
Winger Philip Kurashev says that this was a big step forward for the hockey team, and he looks forward to continuing that step here tonight against the Flyers.
I think we all just like really worked off the puck really well. If it's on the breakouts with our guys, blowing the zone or on the back check, I think we were all just working really hard, and then also got some great shot blocks and everything like that. And I think. Just hard work and kind of playing for each other was a good step.
One of the little things that happened in the Carolina game that produces victories was a big face-off win by Zach Ostapchuk with 15 seconds left on a penalty to Jeff Skinner. Ostapchuk says he's been working on his draws, and he says that it's an important factor where he can contribute every night to the team.
Yeah, I think that's something that over the course of this year I've taken a lot of pride in. It's gotten a lot better as the years went on. I work with Delandry a lot. He's also a really good face-off guy. So, I mean, every practice we're taking draws together. And to be able to earn Warsaw's trust to go take that draw, that was pretty cool.
Center Ty Delandry has provided a lot of value in the face-off circle as well. And he enjoys working with Zach Ostapchuk every practice and loves the challenge of every face-off.
Yeah, good. It's certain parts of the game. Well, all parts of the game are important, but certain parts of the game very important. So, it's a job I've really been working at and take pride in putting the work in and studying and learning how to get better. So yeah, I think it's really important.
Skating into the circle and pondering that face-off is something that Ostapchuk really looks forward to in each game.
Yeah, I think that's just on the penalty kill. Like, it's, you know, you got to win those. I mean, if you win more face-offs on the penalty kill, then their power play or penalty kill is going to come out with a better percentage, right? Like, you get the puck out of the zone, you shave off some good time. So I think obviously D-zone on your strong side, I mean, you want to win those ones.
This play happened in the third period. The game was on the line. The momentum could have shifted. And head coach Ryan Warsawski noticed Ostapchuk's contribution.
It's huge, you know, and I think we had a lot of those little things and those little details add up to big results, and that's at the end of the day we get. So Ostapchuk makes it, you know, wins that faceoff with 15 seconds left in the penalty kill. It's a small detail that not the average fan probably sees, but it gives us a chance to clear a puck, get fresh legs out there, obviously kill a penalty and kind of get back to 5-on-5. There was some blocks. Barkley Gaudreau goes through a defenseman with, you know, 2 minutes left. He stays on the forecheck. Little things that, you know, really is what makes winning hockey so great, and as coaches you appreciate. So a lot of things we can continue to work on and build off of, and I think we're excited for this one tonight.
The Teal Report will continue in a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never give up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. Fanatics experience.
Sharks fans, Fieldwork is thrilled to be the official non-alcoholic craft beer and proud partner of your San Jose Sharks. Whether you're at the tank or watching from home, Fieldwork is brewed to be a part of the moment with uncompromising non-alcoholic beers and legendary IPAs to classic lagers and everything in between. Fieldwork has something for every taste and every occasion. Make every occasion special. Drink Fieldwork.
The Sharks are circling.
That is how it is done.
Catch the action at Casino Matrix, your go-to spot for watching games, amazing food, and nonstop fun. The home of the Bay Area's best progressive jackpot. Start or end your night with happy hour twice daily. No matter the play, the celebration begins here. Over 100 giant screens, 49 gaming tables, Zone 8 Sports Bar and Grill, and Sushi Confidential. Just 8 minutes from the SAP Center, off Highway 101 near the San Jose Airport. Casino Matrix, just drop in. Please gamble responsibly. 1-800-GAMBLER.
He scores!
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Philadelphia just gave Colorado, the top team in the NHL, a run for its money, but the final score 2 nights ago was Colorado 3 and Philadelphia 2. The Flyers, as we mentioned, are an improved hockey team, but they're slightly different in the way that they play than the Carolina Hurricanes. Head coach Ryan Warsawski gave us some analysis.
Yeah, I think they're heavy. I think they're a heavy team. You know, you look at their bottom six, there's some heavy forwards that can get on the forecheck. And then at the same time, they've got skill. They've got skill up front with Zegras, Konechny. So they get some guys in the back end that can move pucks, and Drysdale, and can get up into the rush. And I think Travis Sanheim's one of the most underrated defensemen in this league. So they can really do some damage coming out of their own end. They close, you know, quickly. So we're going to make sure we know what we're doing with the puck, get in the inside and protect in front of our net.
One area that the Sharks really want to improve on is getting more shots toward the net. They've been outshot in 11 straight games, but that initial stat has more to it, and there's a deeper dive for head coach Ryan Warsawski before the coach gets too concerned.
For us, it's more about the chances that we're giving up. I know that the shots have been, you know, you've been tracked since the game started, and people look at it. And at times, there's, you know, when there's 40-10 shots advantage, is something maybe behind the curtain there. But, you know, for the most part, you know, we're going up against some teams that put a lot of pucks to the net, and Washington and Carolina especially. So, of course, we want to, you know, get in lanes and block shots, and we want to keep the puck on our stick as much as possible. So we're not too concerned about that. If we were giving up, you know, in the 20s of chances, that'd be more thing to we'd be more worried about.
Alex Daylock and I have the call of the Sharks and the Philadelphia Flyers starting at 3:30 Pacific time, just in time for your drive home. You can find us on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, online, and on an affiliate station. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.